Today is the feast day of the great Saint Peter Claver, a Jesuit, one of the greatest apostles of the 17th century. Saint Peter Claver was born in 1580, and at the age of 22, he entered the Jesuits in the year 1602. He studied philosophy at Majorca, and there he met somebody that would change his life forever. He met a Jesuit lay brother named Alphonsus Rodriguez. Alphonsus Rodriguez was the volunteer that would be the porter, the doorkeeper of the Jesuit college, and he began to take an interest in young Peter Claver, began to help his spirituality, recommended books to read, encouraged him to spend time before the Blessed Sacrament, inspired him to become a missionary to far-off lands. And so then this dramatic effect took place in Peter Claver's life through this working of this holy lay brother, Alphonsus Rodriguez. St. Peter would then go off to study theology at Barcelona, and then he would be sent by the Jesuits to Colombia, South America, in the year 1610. The slave trade had been going on there for over 100 years. Popes had condemned the slave trade. Paul III, Pius IV had condemned the slave trade, but it continued for about a period of 100 years, where 100 to 200 ships every year would come into the harbor from Africa. The slave traders would capture Africans and on Western Africa and then bring them across the ocean and sell them in Cartagena, Colombia, South America. Each of these ships would hold 600 to 800 slaves. About one-third of the slaves would die on the passage. Well, St. Peter Claver, of course, condemned the slave trade. He preached in the public square against the slave trade. When that was ineffective, he began to minister to the slaves themselves. He began to meet them, to go onto the ships as they arrived, and to baptize the dying, and to give food and bread, fruit, vegetables, comfort, bandages, clothing to the poor slaves that had been captured and brought to South America. They estimate 10,000 slaves each year were captured in Western Africa and sold in South America. So this was his first work he did as a priest after he was ordained in 1615, and he would continue this work among the slaves for 40 years. He called himself the slave of the slaves, and it's said that during his lifetime he baptized 300,000 slaves that had been brought over. And not only did he baptize them, but he enrolled them in the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, because he knew that these slaves would be sold to different owners, and he entrusted them to Our Blessed Mother. So with the help of lay volunteers and help of interpreters, he did this work for 40 years. He got the lay people involved to also help to meet these slaves when they came over, to show them love, to try to take care of their physical and spiritual needs through the compassion and the food, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. So he did this until his death at the age of 74. He died alone, forgotten, isolated, on September 8th in the year 1654. And thanks be to God, the slave trade was eventually stopped through the continual force of the church trying to stop this, as well as good people like Peter Claver that continued to speak out against the slave trade. St. Peter Claver was canonized in 1888 by Leo XIII and declared one of the patron saints of the African people. Also, his friend Alphonsus Rodriguez was also canonized at the same time in 1888. So when we look at his life, we see his great sacrifice that filled this wonderful Jesuit priest who left his home to share the faith in a distant country and who would spend 40 years administering, just like Mother Teresa, to the poorest of the poor, to the most abandoned and neglected, carrying out the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. And his great motto, of course, was the message of Jesus in Matthew 25. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brethren, Jesus says, that you do unto me. So this great work that Peter Claver did among the poorest of the poor is really done for Jesus, who he saw in the poorest of the poor. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of this great saint, Peter Claver, and I encourage you to venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Peter Claver, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.